Welcome once again to Beef News and Notes, information for both the producers and the consumers of our great product, beef. Well, it doesn't really seem to matter what farm publication you pick up or a news story that you hear on the radio. It seems like cover crops have been a topic recently on the Beef News and Notes program. We had Cody Nelson on from Renville. Cody worked for Prairie Creed Seed and now has started his own company called Soil RX, Soil Health Consulting Company. Welcome to the program, Cody.
Thanks, Mark.
Well, Cody, can you just kind of give us a little bit of background on what got you interested in this?
Yeah, so about 10 or 11 years ago now, I was approached by a neighbor. I think many around here know Grant and Don Breichreitz, about planting a cover crop after we harvested a small grain for feed. And I tell this story all the time, but we went out there and started planting after we chopped oats. And it was in early August, and I was just planting oats and wheat back there to produce some more feed. And I had three guys stop and tell me, you can't plant anything in Minnesota in August, it'll never grow. So by October, it was waist high. We brought a bunch of cows home and did a bunch of grazing. One thing I didn't realize was it was going to rain for a week. The cows laid it all flat, and after that week, I had to start feeding. So I talked to Grant later that winter, and he explained, well, I should have planted some turnips with it, and I should have strip grazed it. And so we did that the next several years after that, and that's how we kind of got it started. And we saw some really interesting things after that. We started seeing some very good yield gains on our cash crops.
Okay. Well, last time you were on the program, you just kind of touched on a few things as far as with the cover crops in the rotation, that type of thing, where the cows after weaning, they've had a better weight on them. And you were just kind of getting into this whole thing about weaning calves on cover crops and the benefits of that. And it was basically kind of in the early stages of what you were learning from it. Can you just share with the listeners where that's at now?
Yeah. So I'm going to just touch on the cow thing quick. We've been seeing about a 250-pound gain on cows after weaning calves after grazing a cover crop following a small grain. So that's been really good. And whether it's been a small grain or a vegetable or caning crop, we have several of those in the area, so that works great. But onto the weaning thing, we've seen a lot of things. I can tell you my experiences. We've been doing a forage crop first, followed by a cover crop. So it might be like an oats and peas, oats, barley and peas, something like that. And then what we're doing is we're splitting the expense out between the forage crop and then the grazing cover crop after that. And what we've been experiencing is about $150 net profit on the cover crop where we're grazing that cover crop and weaning calves. We've been seeing anywhere from 1.6 to 2.4 pounds per day of gain, and our cost of gain is really low. So, And then we'll be able to follow that with a really good cash crop with reduced inputs.
So those are the type of things that have young producers out there that are kind of questioning what to get into with the commodity prices where they're at. This really is kind of a plus for them to go into a lender and say, here's what I'm hoping to do, and showing that additional profit per acre would probably entice the lender to go along with that type of an idea.
Yeah, absolutely. So in that situation, our net profit was $150 an acre. So that gets a lender looking right away. And that was on the second crop, you know. And how we did that is we had split the expenses out, the land expense out from the cash crop to the cover crop, and we were able to more than break even on the forage crop. And if you know hay prices right now, they're not exactly cheap. So it'd be nice to have a little more harvested feed from home. It really is easy to cash flow in comparison to some of our other cash crops right now.
Okay, and as far as soil types, I know there's a lot of variety in our area as far as soil types. It doesn't have to be the light, rolly-type hills that can take advantage of this. Last summer, with all the rain we had, I mean, you'd get those heavy rains and that water would just pool up in the low spots, and within a day or two, you could drive across that the area where it drained off of. That isn't good, is it?
No, that's not good. And actually, that's probably the biggest benefit from cover crops. And I always hear that, well, we can do it. We can do cover crops on this one field because it's pretty high and dry. But I'd argue we can fix the low spots faster. And, you know, water infiltration is what it's all about. And we can all grow 200 bushel corn when we got adequate rain, right? Well, if we could just incorporate that rainfall where it lands, get that every raindrop to infiltrate where it lands, now we can capture more rainfall or more water on the hilltops, preventing it to go down to run off down to the low spots and making them drowned out spots smaller.
Okay. One other subject just to touch on, Cody, before we close here is just alternative row spacing. What have you got in the on that subject?
Yeah, so I've been working with several producers throughout the Midwest where we've actually been experimenting with some 60-inch row corn. This year I have several that are going to try some 44-inch. As you know, we've got several 22-inch growers in the area. So that can really help to extend our fall grazing. I actually have several producers that aren't even going to do it with livestock, but for the cow-calf guy that's grazing corn stalks, those cover crops in between the rows sure get a lot better. We're able to maintain the yields. In 60-inch corn, we're running the same corn populations, and we're just doing it on every other row, so you get them corn plants pretty close together, but it's been showing some promising signs. It does take a little different management, but it's been working out really good.
Okay. Could you just give us just kind of a window here, time-wise, from when this concept first started, like with cover crops, to where we're at?
Yeah, so I can tell you we're right at the stage where the snowball's getting pretty big and it's starting to grow fast. So it was about 25 years ago when people first started doing it. And actually, I always hear it was Grandpa that did it long before that. But I would say just over the last 10 years, we really start to build up steam. We've got some guys, like I say, that have done it for 25 to 30 years now, and they've got enough data to show a lot of benefits. And now, like, we're getting a massive a critical point to where we're seeing enough data that it's really showing positive benefits on every acre on every year.
All right, great news. So can you just close here by saying as far as how people could get a hold of you, Cody?
Yeah, they could look up my website, www.soilrx.net. You could email me at soilrx1@gmail.com, or you could call me at 507-720-2998.
All right, Cody. Well, thanks for coming in. We appreciate all the information. And until next week, thanks for listening. We'll talk again.